Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 29th, 2014. I had hoped to have special guest E.V. Davis Jr. in the studio with me, but we couldn't work out the scheduling. But let me alert you to a special TV appearance that the Singing Men were a part of as we taped it a few weeks ago with E.V. Davis Jr. and his co-hosts on a program called On the Rock. They do a little preaching, and then the Singing Men, I think we sung four or five selections, and it's going to be broadcast this Saturday night, May 3rd at 5:30 on Channel 6 Comcast, also AT&T Channel 99. The program is called On the Rock, and I think you'll enjoy this half-hour broadcast. Well, in lieu of not having a special guest, I've lined up four great songs that I think will help you in this day and bring about a blessing. Let's begin with Fernando Ortega, the classic Give Me Jesus. Is what better way to start the work week than pausing and inviting him into your life?
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world.
Just love that song. It's one of my favorites. Whether it's heard in the morning, afternoon, or night, or overnight, I think it helps us better our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. I got an email reminder yesterday from a friend, Larry Gilbert, and he wondered if I had seen any hummingbirds yet. And I told him I just put out my feeders on Sunday, And so be aware, probably in the next couple days to the next week, hummingbirds should start reappearing throughout east central Illinois, heading towards Indiana. What I usually do at this time is mix about half sugar and half water. Give them a nice strong dose so they find your feeder and then get acclimated to our area. So get your feeders out. Well, a song that acclimates people as we drive into Jerusalem for the first time on our many trips to Israel, the song by John Starnes is always played on our bus, and it's called The Holy City, a favorite of all that have toured with me. So I'll play that now and alert you that we are taking a group to the Holy Land November 6th through the 15th. It'll probably consist of about 20 or 30 people from our area, and yet there's one person from Texas that wants to return. So we'll see how God orchestrates this trip. But if you want to find out more, you can go to greatnewsradio.org and click on our Israel Trips link, and you can find out the details. It'll be a life-changing trip to walk where Jesus walked. And our theme is, You Have Heard It Said, But I Tell You. And we'll be focusing on the four Gospels as we walk through what some people call the fifth Gospel, the land of Israel, the land where our Lord and Savior taught and healed and prayed and went to the cross on our behalf, was buried, and yet resurrected. Here's The Holy City by John Starnes, and I'll follow this song with Tell the World by the Praise Band, because once you've been on a trip to Israel, you tell everyone you know about the experience, because it's a life changer.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang, as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chilled as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow seemed to be, I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and the gates, they were open wide, that all might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or the stars by night, or the sun to shine by day. For it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest. In every land, to
listening friend. As you know, when you have a relationship with somebody you appreciate and love, you talk all about it. You tell your friends, you tell your neighbors, and that song by the praise band, Tell the World, is a natural outflow when you walk closely with the Lord Jesus Christ. You just want people to know all about him. I'm going to close out with Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp. This song has to be at least 20 years old because I think when we first went on the air a little over 18 years ago, it was one of the songs we selected. And I chose this song to remind all of us about the two upcoming prayer events that are happening in our area, that as we seek the Lord with one voice and attend these National Day of Prayer events, revival will take place in our hearts, causing change in our families, our communities, our state, our country, the world. Let's see, the One Prayer Breakfast begins at 6 a.m. at the Linden Banquet Center in Rantoul on the old Air Force Base. There'll be a full breakfast served with all the fixins, and there is a $9 cost to pay for the breakfast in the facility. I'll share some thoughts on prayer, and there'll be a concentrated focus on four areas of prayer as we intercede together. There'll be some music, and the program will go from 6:30 to 7:30, enabling people to be off and to work by 8 a.m. Then this Thursday night at the Vineyard Church in Urbana, to coincide with the 63rd Annual National Day of Prayer, the Champaign County National Day of Prayer Task Force has put together a unique concert of prayer, which will include a number of pastors, community leaders. The singing men of GNN will open up the evening, singing a number of selections, and an all-county high school choir will also participate. That's a free event at 7 p.m. this Thursday night at the Vineyard Church in Urbana. So I'll close out with Steve Camp and Revive Us, O Lord, as we look to him to heal our land and provide our every need. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
We have turned from your ways, Lord. Your fruit we cease to bear. Never been